Chapter 22. Gentleness. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. It was not without intention that Christ united gentleness and humility in the same lesson. One must be humble to be gentle. If one is lacking in gentleness, humility can only be imperfect. Christian gentleness, says Bossuet, is nothing else than the flower of charity which, having filled the interior, then spread to the exterior a simple, unvarnished grace and an air of tempered cordiality which exhales an entirely holy affection. From Meditations sur l'Evangile. Gentleness is not a lack of personality, as one is too often inclined to believe. The tranquility of a temperament naturally undecided or without vigor. Humble Christian gentleness is the daughter of fortitude. All fortitude is not gentle. However, in order to persevere an invariable gentleness, one must be strong, vanquish self, curb one's desires, renounce every movement of self-love, bear tranquilly what is painful and humiliating. In order to spare others, one must develop a continual consciousness as to what might wound them in order to avoid doing so. One must willingly do what others want, rather than follow one's own will, wherever duty does not exact the contrary. One must complain of nothing. This is not easy. It is in daily life, in our ordinary surroundings of family, community, or professional life, that the virtue of gentleness is exercised the most fruitfully and is also perhaps the most neglected. All Salesian virtue is steeped in gentleness. St. Francis de Sales will go down through history as the perfect type of gentleness. The objective of those who have entered the school of this great saint must be the acquisition of this humble gentleness, carried right to the target point of virtue, to use his expression. When a humble person has to exercise authority, her warnings or her reprimands, without lacking in firmness, have no harshness in them. Whenever I happen to speak sharply, the humble St. Vincent wrote to the superior of one of his houses, I spoilt everything. I pray God to keep you in the spirit of gentleness. Bitterness never served any purpose except to embitter. In imitation of him who shall not break a bruised reed nor quench a smoldering wick, the souls imbued with gentleness possess the art of giving new courage and confidence to those who have lost it. They succeed where others could obtain no results. Quote, one catches more flies with an ounce of honey than with a barrel of vinegar, St. Francis de Sales. But that is not all. St. Francis de Sales wants us to be gentle toward ourselves as well as with others. That is the mark of his spirituality. It is not that he condemns what all spiritual writers call contempt of self and hatred of one's faults. On the contrary, he wants these sentiments to be imbued with gentleness and one's soul treated very gently. Knowing how to reprimand oneself gently is the surest and most rapid way to correct oneself. Energetic Saint Teresa was also of this opinion. We must treat our nature in such a way that it will not become discouraged, she said. Quote, humility renders our heart gentle toward the perfect and the imperfect, toward the perfect through reverence and toward the imperfect through compassion. St. Francis de Sales, Letter to Madame Bourgeois, Abbess of Puy-des-Orbes, April 15th to 18th, 1605.